إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. من بعد، with a great pleasure as usual I welcome all of you once again and we continue inshallah ta'ala sharing with you some of the very important information pertaining to things that will help us to stay on the path that lead to the end. We were talking about and we stopped at mentioning the importance of al-amal al-salih. Al-amal al-salih yudkhil al-jannah. Al-amal al-salih will keep the people on the path that lead to the jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. It is He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent His Messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with huda, with guidance, and haqq, the truth. One of our great scholars of our time, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan bin Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, وكذلك الشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن ابن سعدي, رحمه الله تعالى, in his tafsir, they says, al-huda huwa al-ilm al-nafi'. الهدى هو العلم النافع المستمد من كتاب الله ومن صحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم الصحابة. ودين الحق هو العمل الصالح. قال فالعلم يضعك على الطريق إلى الجنة والعمل الصالح يبقيك عليها. وهذا الكلام النفيس في بابه. الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله بالكوال الشيخ Salih al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, they said that huda, guidance in this verse, is beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood by the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim. As for the truth, the religion of the truth in righteous actions. He says, so therefore, there is only one path that leads to the Jannah, not any other path. Beneficial knowledge from Quran and Sunnah will put you on that path. That's what's going to put you on that path. Righteous actions will keep you on it until you die on it. Allahu Akbar. Beneficial knowledge put us on the path. But certain people, some people, they take exits. Because somebody tells them, oh, get out over here. He's gone. But the one who has knowledge, he has map in front of him, he has a GPS. It doesn't matter. People taking exits, he's like, no, that's not my exit. No, I'm going straight. People taking south, he's going north, because that's where he's going. Likewise, once we know the path to knowledge, and we're going to stay on it based on the righteous actions. So now, we're still talking about righteous actions. One of the mashayikh, al-doktor, Abd al-Razzaq al-Abbad, حفظه الله, he said, إذا ما هو العمل الصالح؟ عرفنا أهمية العمل الصالح. We know the importance of righteous actions. لكن, what is it? What is it a righteous action? وبما يكون العمل صالحا؟ What make an action a righteous action? These are very important questions. Very important question. قال العمل الصالح هو العمل الذي يحبه الله ويحبه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى به أمر إيجاب أو أمر استحباب. A righteous action is any action that is beloved by Allah. Allah loves it. And His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves that action.
from the things that Allah has commanded us to do. Whether those things that are obligatory upon us, or those things that are recommended. Once again, an action is righteous action if it is beloved by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From all that which Allah commands us to do, some command is obligatory for us to do, while others is recommended. وهذا ميدان واسع وباب رحيم. And this in itself is this chapter of righteous actions is a huge one. Is a vast, a very, very vast topic. والأعمال الصالحات القولية والفعلية الظاهرة والباطنة كثيرة والميدان فيها ميدان تنافس. As for righteous actions, where those that are related to statements or actions are many. And the people have to compete one another. That's what's more important. We compete one another. If someone is reciting the Quran, he knows more. I'm going to say to myself, he's a human being, just like me. He has a brain, I have a brain. He has two eyes, I have two eyes. He goes to sleep, I go to sleep. Same thing, this is a man just like me. What's amazing, sometimes you find somebody who knows more Quran than us, and he is more busy than us. And we compete one another in these things. We don't just compete on who has more houses, more money, more on this. No, we compete in the real things that are going to help us in this life and in the hereafter. لكن من يتنافس في هذا من يرجون رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى والفوز بعظيم الثواب وجزيل وجميل المآب. When you come to the dunya, people do compete one another. They do. If they see somebody driving a nice car, where do you get this one? How much? If you tell them the price is way was lower, everyone wants to know that. If somebody says, SubhanAllah, I went to this store, everything is cheap. Everybody wants to go and shop from that store. But people want to compete with one another who will have a better degree from the best school. But the real competition that Allah loves and give a great reward for those who compete one another on this level is to compete one another to do righteous actions. You see somebody, you come to the masjid and you find somebody before you, SubhanAllah. You're going to say to yourself, why he beat me to it? Why I couldn't come? Why I should be the first one in the masjid? Why these 10 brothers, they came before me? See? When an announcement is made for the masjid, for example, says, oh, it's leaking, the roof is leaking, we need $1,000 to fix it. Some people, they put it right away. Some people, they have to think about it. They need 24 hours notice. Some people, they want to think about it for a week. We're going to compete one another for good. وَلَا يَكُونُ الْعَمَلُ صَالِحًا إِلَّا بِإِخْلَاصٍ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَمُتَابَعَةٍ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is very important as well. An action cannot be a righteous action unless if that action was performed sincerely for Allah and in accordance with the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالإخلاص أساس العمل الصالح الذي عليه يبنى. No, ikhlas is the foundation that the deeds are built upon. لو تنوعت الأعمال وكثرت وتعددت لكنها لم تقم على الإخلاص لله لا ينتفع بها العامل. لا ينتفع. تذهب هباء منثورا. Now, if a person does a lot of actions, many actions, A lot of actions of worship, but not for Allah. No sincerity, no ikhlas. None of those actions will be of any benefit for that person. So the ikhlas is a condition has to be fulfilled. Meaning that you have to do it for Allah, you don't do it for the people. So that the people say, he's a good brother, he's a good reciter. He give money, he's a generous snap. If the people said that, mashallah, people they can say what they want. But you, what's in your heart? What's in your heart? If you find that you're doing it for the people, and you love the people to praise you, that's a problem. Now you have to fight and get it out of your heart. You have to do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَذَلِكُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ شَخْصًا أَخْلَصَ لِلَّهِ وَلَكِنْ لَمْ يَتَّبِعْ فِي أَعْمَالِهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَذَا كَذَلِكْ لَمْ يَتَّبِعْ بِأَعْمَالِهِ. Likewise, this same person is sincere. And this issue of sincerity only Allah knows, because this is from the actions of the heart. Nobody has the right to go to someone and say, actually you're not sincere. Now this is not good. Because sincerity is an action of the heart. Nobody knows what's in the heart but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now here is a person, he may be sincere, doing it for Allah only. But he's not following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning bid'ah, innovations, ignorance. He makes dua, it's not in accord with the sunnah. He prays, not in accord with the sunnah. Make hajj, not in accord with the sunnah. Recitation of the Quran, bid'ah, innovations. Even that person, he may be mukhlis. Who knows? That's in his heart. Still is not enough until he follows the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إذن فلا يكون الانتفاع بالأعمال إلا إذا أخلصت لله واتبع فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So summary, a righteous action cannot benefit anyone, whether it is salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, charity, da'wah, teaching Quran, teaching Arabic, this or that, being kind to your parents, to your children, to your wife, the wife to her husband, helping somebody for the sake of Allah, helping the needy, and all those things. Cannot benefit that person unless and until that action is performed sincerely for Allah, not for show-off, not for dunya, and in accordance to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الملك تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. In the beginning of سورة الملك الله سبحانه وتعالى says تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة. The one who created life and death. Death and life to test you. Which of you is the best in deeds? They have the best deeds. لم يقل الله سبحانه وتعالى ليبلوكم أيكم أكثر عملا. الأحسن عملا. Allah didn't say, the ulama, he says Allah didn't say to test you, see who have more deeds. But Allah says, who have the best deeds. إِذَا لَا نَخْتَرْ بِكَفْرَةِ الْأَعْمَالِ. Can be deceived by somebody doing a lot of deeds. But if this person doing a lot of deeds, but they are not the good deeds, they are not the best deeds, then it will be no benefit. Even if a person stands up all night, but if he's not doing it in accord, if he was doing something, it's not according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be no benefit. Okay. Now, قال الفضيل بن عياض رحمه الله, one of the great scholars of the Salaf, الفضيل بن عياض رحمه الله, he said, في معنى الآية, أحسن عملا أي أخلصه وأصوبه. In this ayah, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he says, the best deeds, meaning that which is performed sincerely, and it is right, sound.
قِيلَ يَا أَبَا عَلِيْ وَمَا أَخْلَصُهُ
وَأَصْوَبُهُ. So they ask him, O Abu Ali, that was his kunya. They said, what make a deed sincere, action, and right, and sound, and correct?
قَالَ إِنَّ الْعَمَلَ إِذَا كَانَ خَالِصًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ صَوَابًا لَمْ يُقْبَلْ.
He says, if an action was performed sincerely for Allah, but not sound, it won't be accepted.
وَإِذَا كَانَ صَوَابًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ خَالِصًا لَمْ يُقْبَلْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ خَالِصًا صَوَابًا.
Likewise, if a person is doing it right, but not sincere, is still not accepted until that action is performed out of sincerity and it is right.
قال والخالص ما كان لله والصواب ما كان على السنة.
And what is intended by sincerity here, that their actions is performed to please Allah, not to please the people. It is done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for people, because some people are watching. And it has to be done according to the sunnah. That's what makes it a good action. If somebody prays the same way, whether he's alone, he recites in the same way, he makes the ruku' long, the sujood. He does it when he's alone or when he's in front of the people, it's the same.
Alhamdulillah, that's good.
But if a person in front of the people, he cry, make long ruku', long sujood, because people are watching, but when he's alone, he prays dhuhr in 2 minutes. Dhuhr, 4 rak'at in 2 minutes. Allahu Akbar.
Allah, sami'na Allah. Allah, sami'na Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Done. And he's like, he was running.
This is salat.
But if somebody watching, oh, subhanAllah, this brother stays there. A long salat, half an hour in 1 rak'ah. Because people are watching. This is bad. A person should do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
والأعمال الصالحة التي يحبها الله سبحانه وتعالى وأمر بها كثيرا.
As the Shaykh mentioned, that the righteous actions that Allah loves and command us to perform are many.
لكن يأتي في الدرجة الأولى وفي صدر الأولويات فرائض الإسلام وواجب الدين.
There is a long list of the things that Allah commands us to do and the things that Allah loves, and they are righteous actions, and we're supposed to act upon them, and that's what's going to keep us on the path of the Jannah.
But on top of the list, the most important of all of these righteous actions, that which Allah has made obligatory upon us, the pillar of Islam, the things that Allah has made obligatory upon us.
The Shaykh says, هذا جانب لا بد من التنبه له في باب الأعمال الصالحة والعناية به.
This is a very important point that you have to pay attention to.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is not Quran, but it's still the statements of Allah, but narrated to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's not Quran. So the Prophet ﷺ will tell us, Allah said, like this one, Allah says, مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ.
Allah ﷻ says, my servant cannot get closer to me by performing any deeds better than that which I made obligatory upon him.
This is the best way we get closer to Allah, by acting upon the commands of Allah.
By fulfilling what Allah has commanded us to do and made obligatory upon us,
then that's what's going to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَرَائِدُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَاجِبَاتُ الدِّينِ تَأْتِي فِي الْمُقَدِّمَةِ. Now, a person acts upon all of the deen, but where you start? What Allah has made obligatory upon us first. We all make a list to do things, right or wrong. You want to do something, the car needs to be fixed, or oil change, a haircut for you and the kids, paint the kitchen, do this, do that, this, that. But then your paycheck can't afford all of these things. Now when you make a list, what do you put on the front, on the top? Which one you put? The most important things. Do you put the most important things in the bottom? Or just mix it up? No. You put the most important things so that you can get them first. Just in case if you run out of money, alhamdulillah, you already took care of the most important things.
فإذا قيل أي الأعمال أفضل وأيها أحب يقال الفرائض.
So in this question, what is the, from all the deeds, what is the best and the most beloved to Allah? That which Allah has made obligatory upon us, like salat, zakat, fasting Ramadan, not Mondays and Thursdays. Yes, Mondays and Thursdays is good, but fasting Ramadan is better. Take precedence. Hajj, the first Hajj. Zakat. Somebody is not paying the zakat, but he's helping out people. He don't pay the zakat, but he giving charity, taking care of this orphan, this needy, helping this. Yeah, can't take care of the obligation first.
The Sheikh is going to mention some examples. قال ولا يقدم نفل على فرض.
He says a recommended, an optional act of worship should never ever put forward before an obligation.
قال بعض الناس تجد بعض الناس لديه عناية جيدة ببعض النوافل من بر أو صلة أو صدقة أو حسن معاملة أو غير ذلك من الأعمال لكنه تجده مضيع لفرائض عظيمة.
He said, you might find some people, yes, they perform optional actions. Be nice to these people and go extra time to spend with this person, with the other person, being nice to this one, that's not even obligatory upon him to spend a lot of time with that person, and spending money here and there, but at the same time you find that person neglecting obligations.
بل تجده مضيعا لأعظم فريضة بعد التوحيد ألا وهي الصلاة.
Some people you find him actually, he neglects or she neglects the greatest act of worship after Tawheed, which is the Salat, the prayer.
وَالصَّلَاةُ عِمَادُ الدِّينِ.
Salat is the pillar that the religion stands upon.
فَمَنْ شَغَلَهُ فَرْضٌ عَنْ نَفْلٍ فَهُوَ مَعْذُورٌ. أما من شغله نفل عن فرض فهو مغرور.
هذا مغرور.
So if someone is busy because he's doing an obligation, he couldn't do an optional actions of worship, this person is excused. He has a valid reason, valid excuse. But if someone is busy with an optional act and in the way of that, he's neglecting an obligation, this person is deceived. We'll give an example. An obligation is to help your parents. Your mother, your father called you to do something. That's an obligation. Birrul walidain, wajib. If you can, wajib is obligatory. But taking a friend to work, that's optional. It's a good thing. Taking a friend to work is optional. That's a good. MashaAllah, you get reward. But can a person leave his mother waiting and go take his friend to work? Can't do that. Just can't. Now you gotta take care of your mother. And if the mother says, son, now how long is it gonna take you to take this person? Half an hour, mom. It's okay. I give you 1 hour. If you can do it in 1 hour, because I don't need you until 10 o'clock. See? Now you can do it. قال كيف يشتغل بالنوافل عن الفرائض. How could it be possible for someone to busy himself with optional things and in the same time neglecting obligation? And the Sheikh, he gave an example. He says, أرأيتم لو أن شخصا سهر ليله قراءة للقرآن. He says, now here is an example. Now he said, think about a person stood up all night, spent his night, didn't go to sleep, reading Quran. This is a good action, right? هذا نفل يتابع عليه. This is an optional. Do we have a text? Do we have a text that says it's obligatory upon us to stay up all night to pray, to read Quran? I'm asking. No, we don't have no text. We have other texts that says it's good for you. If you do it, you get this. But it's not obligatory upon us to stand up all night reading the Quran or pray to Hajjah. It's not obligatory. لكن لو كان هذا يترتب عليه إباعة لصلاة الفجر فهو آثم في ذلك السهر لأنه على حساب الفرض وإباعة الفرض. فكيف بمن يسهر على معاص وآثام وأمور تسخط الله تبارك وتعالى ثم يتبع ذلك بنوم وإذاعة لصلاة الفجر. نعم. الشيخ says, now that person now who stand up all night praying Quran, which is he will be rewarded for Quran, but if he does it and then he gets so tired, couldn't even pray Fajr, now is the problem. He stand up all night, reading Quran, which is optional. When it's time for Fajr, he go to sleep and don't pray Fajr in time. That's a sin. Somebody may say, wait a minute, this man is sin. SubhanAllah, you mutashaddid, extremist man. This man spend all night reading Quran. Yes. Who told him to spend all night with Quran? Is he commanded to stand up all night with Quran, or is he commanded to pray Fajr in time? Which one?
Commanded to pray Fajr.
Ahsan, barakallahu fi. Commanded to pray Fajr in time. If anything is going to jeopardize this obligation, he shouldn't do it. Yes, if a person, alhamdulillah, wants to stand up, stand up. But when you stand up, you don't stand up all night. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدِيُ مَنْ Hadiyu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best guidance is the guidance of who? Of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stay all night? Go every night? No. He used to stand up and sleep and stand up. And we follow his guidance. So what about now somebody who stand up? Oh, if this is the case for someone who stand up reading the Quran, and still, because he's tired and he didn't pray Fajr in time and he's sinful, committing a sin. What about someone who stands up all night doing haram? Doing haram and then by Fajr he goes back to sleep. SubhanAllah. That's worse. Now. والأعمال تتفاضل فلهذا أهل الإيمان يتفاضلون كذلك. Since there is better actions than others and the best of the actions are those who are we are commanded to perform, the obligatory actions, likewise the people of Iman, they are not on the same level. They are not. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Fatir, the verses 32 and 33. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفوز الكبير. إيش هو الفوز؟ جنات عدن. We're talking about the جنة. جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور وذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. Then we have gave the book, the Quran, as inheritance to such of our slaves whom we chose, meaning the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That of them, this Ummah of the Muslims, that of them are some who wrong their own selves. ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Three categories. There are people as related to acting upon the deen of Allah on three categories. Amongst them those who wrong their own selves. And of them are some who follow a middle course. And of them are some who are by Allah's will foremost in good deeds. That inheritance of the Quran, there is indeed the great grace. What is this great grace and reward that we have? For all of them is paradise. Everlasting gardens. Will they enter therein? Will they be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls? And their garments therein will be of silk. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق العزاز حفظه الله فانظر هذا التفاضل بينهم وأنهم على أقسام ثلاثة. It is not now how the people when it comes to iman and obedience to Allah and doing the righteous actions, there are certain people are better than others, not because they're from this country or the other country, no, because of the iman, because of their faith, their belief, their aqidah, because of their righteous actions. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Three categories. From the people, the Muslims who wrong themselves. They wrong themselves. How we understand this? يَعْنِي ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ بِالْذُنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاصِي فِي لَدُونَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ. This is the person who is Muslim, worship Allah, but this is the person who wronged himself. They wronged themselves with sins and disobedience to Allah. They commit sins and they disobey Allah. But these are sins that are less than kufr and shirk. Not the sins that take them out of Islam. Because there is some sins that take people out of Islam. Now these are still Muslims. But they wrong themselves by sin. They commit sins. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. And from them, from the servants of Allah, those who they take a middle course. What does it mean? أي مُقْتَصِر عَلَى فِعِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ وَتَرْكِ الْمُحَرَمَاتِ. The second category, what does this person do? They act upon what Allah tells them, and they stay away from the haram. Meaning they don't do optional things. No supererogatory acts, no extra. They do what Allah commands them to do and they stay away from the haram. This is the second level. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ أي فَعَلَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ وَتَرَكَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَنَافَسَ فِي الرَّغَائِبِ وَالسُّنَنِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَّاتِ. The third category is the highest of all three. Those who they compete, they are foremost to do good deeds. Who are they? They are those who act upon the obligation, stay away from the prohibition, and they compete others to increase by doing, to increase in reward by doing optional acts in the fortune. They do the obligatory, but you will find them doing the optional. A person prays Fajr, but he prays the Sunnah too. Pray Dhuhr, he come early and pray Tahiyyat al-Masjid. Pray the Sunnah before Dhuhr. He prayed the Sunnah after Dhuhr. Pray the Sunnah, the Rawatib. He prayed Duha. He prayed this, pray that. He fasted Ramadan, all of it, But then he fasts Mondays and Thursdays. He fasts 6 days of Shawwal. He fasts the day of Arafah. He fasts this. He fasts Ashura. SubhanAllah. He gives zakat. But also he's paying the rent of this family. They're poor. He's helping over here. He's helping in the masjid. He's helping in this school. Now. وهناك فائدة. There is a benefit the Shaykh mentioned. وقدم في هذه الآيات الظالم لنفسه وأخر السابق بالخيرات. Look, in this ayah, Allah mentioned the one who wronged himself with sins first. And as the one who is better than him, doing good righteous deeds, Allah mentioned him last. Why? There is a benefit. Somebody know? Nah. No.
But the last one, you tend to remember that better, the last thing that you
mentioned. So we always remember the last things. Now, the Shaykh says, قُدِّمَ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ الظَّالِمِ لِنَفْسِهِ لِأَلَّا يَقْنَطْ وَأُخِّرَ السَّابِقُ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ لِأَلَّا يُصَابَ بِالْعُجْبِ وَالْغُرُورِ. That's why we need the ulama, man. The ulama, Allah give them, subhanAllah, knowledge. He says, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the one who wronged himself and struggling, committing sins first, so that he don't give up the mercy of Allah. He doesn't despair. He doesn't despair from the mercy of Allah. Like, subhanAllah, Allah mentioned me first. All I have to do, now I have to make my way up. I'm not going to stay in this first category, man. I'm going to go higher. Stick in a job, man. Don't stay making $7 of your life, your rest of the life. No, you want to climb the ladder. Now, this year I'm making 7, next year I'm going to make 10. 6 months after that, I'm going to be making 20. In 5 years, I'm gonna own this place. You can do it. Because other people did it, right or wrong. But are you gonna do it sleeping? Nah, you're gonna find the means how certain people did it. And you make tawakkul on Allah and you do it. Likewise, he says, and the one who's doing good, obedient to Allah, acts upon obligation, stay away from the haram, competes people in any path of good, you find him the first one in there. Why is he mentioned last? So that he don't have the ujub and ghurur. He don't be puffed and better. Even though you're doing good, but Allah mentioned you the last. So he don't like things go in his mind and think that says he made it. As long as you're in this life, you didn't make it yet. Because al-a'mal wal-khawatim, as the Prophet tells us, The deeds are judged according to the last things you die upon. May Allah give us husn al-khatima. May Allah make us from those people who die upon good. Ameen. ثم قال الشيخ شوف قال ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله أي فضل تفضل الله به عليه لأن الله هو المتفضل هو المنان. When Allah says and from them those who foremost to do good, the best category, by Allah's permission. See, Allah didn't say and from them those who are doing very good, and like in the other one Allah said those who wrong themselves, but he didn't say بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But when Allah mentioned those who do good, He says, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Meaning, if you're doing good, Ya Abdullah, if you're making tahajjud, you're fasting, you're preserving the salah, you're nice to your parents, you're nice to your wife and children, you're nice to your neighbors, you're a good person, you don't backbite, you don't steal, you don't cheat, you don't deceive, you don't harm others, you're a good person, that's because Allah wants you to be like that. It's not just because of you. هذه نعمة من الله. Allah can share upon you that ni'mah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nur, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. In Surah An-Nur, in the verse 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I read to you the translation in English, and had it not been for the grace of Allah, for the mercy of Allah, and His mercy on you, not one of you would ever have been pure from sins. But Allah purifies by guiding to Islam whom He wills. And Allah is all hearer, all knower. ولهذا مما ينبغي أن يفقه في هذا المقام أن الأعمال الصالحات والطاعات الذاتيات لا يمكن أن تقوم بشيء منها إلا إذا أعانك الله ويسر لك ذلك وشرح صدرك للقيام به. Now this is something very important we have to understand carefully. Since we're talking about the righteous actions, the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى says, keep this in mind. You cannot perform any righteous actions unless if Allah assists you and make it easy for you and open your heart and your chest to do it. وقد قال نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام لمعاذ بن جبل, our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said to this great companion معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, يا معاذ إني لأحبك. الله أكبر. Beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, indeed I love you. فقال له Mu'adh بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله وأنا أحبك. Mu'adh said to him, my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O رسول الله. I love you too. Me too, I love you. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. الله أكبر. He said to him, I advise you, O Mu'adh, never leave off this. Always say after the salat when you finish your prayer, from the dua that you say in the end of the prayer, what you say, اللهم أعني على ذكرك. Oh Allah, help me so that I remember you. وشكرك. Allah, assist me and help me so I can thank you. وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, assist me and help me so I can worship you better. الله أكبر. So likewise, we do this dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember Him. And we ask Allah so that He can assist us to thank Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us to be better in worship. So that we can be better today than we were yesterday. You gotta say that to yourself. Say, listen, I got to be better today than I was yesterday. And if Allah allow me to live tomorrow, I'm gonna do a little extra. Even a little bit, so I can be better tomorrow than I am today. When you come to the dunya, we all know this. We don't need no ayah, no hadith. If a person goes to the market and made $50 today, the whole day, what does he say to himself? Does he say after he spent a long day, he's tired, exhausted, and he made $50, which he thinks is not a lot of money, that person will be thinking, how can I make a 100 tomorrow? Right or wrong? Right or wrong? No, he's going to go to his merchandise and say, man, I take 2 crates of this. I didn't even sell one. This is going to stay. I'm going to take only 1 crate. Why 3 of them? Nah. This one here, I took only like 6 pieces and I sold all of them. People keep asking me about something I don't have. Nobody asked me what I have. I'm not taking this thing. I'm taking what the people ask for. Right or wrong? That's what we would do. Likewise, Akhwan. Let us do. Say, listen, man. Today, I read this. Tomorrow, I'm going to read 3 pages. Why 1 page? I'm going to read 3 pages. Today, I came only for Maghrib and Isha. No. Tomorrow I'm going to camp for whole trips. And if you come, you miss one, you're like, alhamdulillah, 4 is better than 2. But tomorrow I'm going to make all 5. Especially for the thing that is easy for us to do. We need this encouragement, actually. That's what we need. We just need encouragement. Because things, wallahi, are easy for us, but laziness. We're lazy, man. We want to sit and we just... Nah, we have to work a little bit hard. This dunya is a place for work. Now, likewise, al-insan yub'id an ayy shay, yani yurithuhu al-manam. Anything that makes you bored, don't do it. Be balanced. You find some people sometimes, they get up for tahajjud for 2-3 days, making it like, and then that's it. They give up, they don't even can make salat anymore. They get tired, and they give up. But you're gonna be gradually. You gotta get into it little bit by little bit. Somebody never wake up for tahajjud. Now he's like, nah, I'm staying up. And he stay up and they say. And then he's like, oh, that's too much. That's not for me. And then, that's it. No. If Fajr is at 5 o'clock, get up 15 minutes. Get up at 4:45. And that's for that 15 minutes, Allah make a lot of good in it. You read 1 page of Quran, and you pray 2 rak'ahs, Allahu Akbar, and you say, Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah. It's better than sleep. Maybe the whole week you're just waking up, you set the alarm only at 15 minutes before 5 o'clock. The next week, do it 20 minutes. The next week, half an hour. In 6 months, what are you doing now? You're used to it now. Your system get into it gradually. It's like someone who wants to lift weights, right? Somebody wants to train, alhamdulillah, with strong muscles, huh? I got nothing to show you right away, inshallah. Are you? So, he wants to get strong, and he saw somebody lifting 400, benching 400 pounds. What that person going to do? That person leave that chair, he's going to go and try to push 400?
No.
He may kill himself. What he need to do?
Start little by little.
If he only ask that person who's benching 400, he says, how long have you been doing this? 7 years. Oh, 7 years. And wait a minute. And you've been doing 7 years? Oh, 7 years, 400? He says, no. It took me 7 years to get to 400 pounds. He says, well, what did you start with? 10 pounds, man. Are you serious? Yes. All right. Okay, I started with 10 pounds too. So today you do 10 pounds, tomorrow 10 pounds, next week is 12 pounds, the week after that 15 pounds. 6 months later, you're like what? 75 pounds. A year, you're doing 130. 2 years, you're doing what? But you're consistent. Alright, that's my point, is consistency. But if someone came and do 10 pounds for 2 weeks, 3 years later, he quit, and 3 years later, he's gonna do the math, it doesn't work for him. He's gonna start all over, right or wrong. Likewise. Those people who are making tahajjud, who are fasting, they make their way to that. They make it their way of life. If you wonder, sometimes people, they said he sleeps only 3 hours a night and he has more energy than the one who sleeps 10 hours. Very wrong. Why? Because it's a habit, that's his life, his style. 3 hours, that's all I need. People eat 5 dates or 7 dates and some water or milk and they have more energy than someone who ate 2 chicken, roast chicken, 3 pounds of rice, a whole pie. Right? You think like this man ate 2 roasted chicken, 3 pounds of rice, 6 eggs, ice cream. Now you think he's gonna be stronger, has more energy than the one who ate 5 dates and some milk and water? No. It's not the case. SubhanAllah. That's why now, let me take you back to the time of the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ. Look what they used to eat and what they used to do. And look what we eat and what we're not doing. It's all in here, in your mind, not in your belly. Some people say, no man, even if I sleep 8 hours, I'm going to be sick. No, it doesn't work like that. If I don't eat a lot, in Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, خَيْرُ سَحُورِ الْمُسْلِمِ التَّمَرِ. The best suhoor meal that you can eat is dates. That's his hadith, sahih. A sister presents back, she wanna apply the hadith, and she wake up her husband, okay, suhoor ready. He get up, he's like, what is it? I don't see it. She's like, right there. He's like, I don't see no food. What is the food? She's like, you don't see it? Open your eyes. Right there, dates. Dates, that's food? That's not food. Food to him is meat, ribs, hot dogs, chicken, rice, bread. Huh? Roasted chicken. You like that one? Huh? You like it? Yeah, sometimes. Nah. Yeah, ikhwan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, سُئِلَ أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ أَدْوَمُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ. What is the most beloved deed to Allah? He says, the one that is done all time, even if it's little. That's the one that is beloved to Allah. Something you do it, but you do it all the time. You don't just do it whenever you want. The Shaykh says, مَثَلًا رَكْعَتَانْ تُصَلِّهِمَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةً أَحْسَنْ. 2 units of prayer that you perform every night, and you're consistent. You get up before Fajr enough to pray 3 rak'ah. It's way better to stop all night and finish 10 juz. But then that's it. Then you're like, I can't do this, man. That's it. 3 years later, you never get up. No. You gotta remind me, I'm still going. It's time for Salat, huh? Allah understand. We didn't pay attention to it. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, we're gonna continue tomorrow. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to finish this tomorrow. Inshallah ta'ala. So the idea here, barakallahu fikum once again, is that we have to do righteous actions. We servants of Allah, and we gotta do things that keep us on the path that leads to the Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. Jazakumullah khairan wa barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Shalom la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.